And welcome to the Tales from the Line Box podcast. This is episode 72, Why We Love the Legion of Superheroes. I am Chris Mosby.
And I'm Murray Fox.
Caleb, you okay over there, man? You don't sound like you're very awake.
I'm awake. I'm just not.
Yeah, I got you. Getting ready for Christmas gets you, you know, kind of down sometimes.
No, just a long day yesterday.
Oh, a long day yesterday? Okay.
Yeah, and I made the mistake. I sat up a little bit and watched Saturday Night Live last night with Bruno Mars, which was fine, but I don't usually stay up that late, so.
Oh, I see.
You know, it was Bruno Mars who in fact is very cool.
Yeah, he is actually pretty good. So, Legion of Superheroes is what we're talking about this week. But first, we're going to have a little news, since we've covered it a couple times already. We've talked about Gail Simone. If you haven't heard, if you live in a comic news vacuum, which I almost do these days, I'm so busy patching thousands of machines. And
we rolled our December patches into January, so we're not even going to. We didn't even do them.
Oh well, you know. Well, good for you.
our upper management, decided that it was not worth interfering with our year end change freeze. So.
Oh yeah, there's a couple of groups I had to do, but apparently we're going to start doing Max and Red Hat Linux too. So I have that under my belt.
Hey,
more stuff to scare.
Okay, all I heard there was wah 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 Max wah 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 wah.
Okay, all right then, that's fine. Anyway, where was I? Oh yes. Okay, now we said two episodes ago, I think there was a controversy. You know, hey, Gail Simone's going to get kicked off a. Or she's leaving Batgirl. So I was like, we squashed that rumor, said, no, I'm staying on. And in between, as soon as that hit, podcast was posted, the very next day, she's fired off of, well, actually, I think it was 2 days after, she was fired off of Batgirl by email. So we posted that, and, you know, as soon as that episode was posted, I probably took maybe another day or two, comes out and said, there's such a public outcry that she was fired from the book, especially over email, that either they begged her to come back or they worked their issues out, and now she's back on the book. But there will be a couple issues that she hasn't written. I mean, they've already been solicited. Whether that changes or not, who knows? Because it seems like I read somewhere that one of the issues that has her listed as writing, she didn't actually write. So, I don't know. But anyway, she will be back on the book. So,
well, I've seen it suggested that she is now bulletproof. Is that true, you think?
I don't know. She might be. There's no telling.
It's basically the only mainstream female comic book writer, except for maybe... what's her name? Catherine Immelman now, but
Kelly Sue.
DeConnick.
Yeah, she's writing however many, and even independent stuff, I think. And I listened to Kieran Gillian's podcast. I listened to an interview with her. She's funny.
Which, DeConnick or Simone?
DeConnick.
Oh.
I didn't know that much about her. It was right after Captain Marvel number one. That's what they talked about the most. So, So anyway,
is she bulletproof? I mean, can she now basically do whatever the heck she wants with Batgirl without having to worry about ever getting fired or let go?
Well, you know, I don't know. I'd like to see that. I mean, I love Gail Simone's work, but her Batgirl wasn't really doing anything for me. I don't know, maybe because it was so different than stuff that had been, you know, whatever. So I kind of stopped reading it, and I've kind of read some of it. for the Death in the Family, which has barely had anything to do with it except for the Joker's been in it. And it was okay, so. Anyway.
I've been reading it all along. I liked it. I haven't liked the story just before Death in the Family I didn't love.
Yeah. It was okay. The Nightfall thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what, okay, but that's what made me quit was that story, so.
And Death in the Family isn't doing a whole lot for me. It's
well, I think now I haven't read the latest bunch. I haven't finished last week's, and I haven't even started. Well, I'm still downloading onto my Zoom all of this week's stuff because they've got some kind of problem with me, you know, taking breaks and reading comics at work. I don't know what that's all about, but that's you know, what are you going to do?
I don't know, yeah. Your job, perhaps?
Oh, well, you know.
No, you take your break. You are entitled to it.
Well, yeah, I've been reading it mostly at lunch. So.
How am I supposed to keep up on Alphas and Walking Dead if I can't watch my – I can't have my
– Yeah, I know. That's what I ended up doing because I was having so much trouble watching Walking Dead. I went ahead and bought the season 3 and downloaded it onto my new Kindle just so I could, you know, catch up. When I finally all caught up. So, anyway, what are you going to do?
You're going to take your break. That's what you're going
to
do.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Go into your office, Fonzie-like, and...
I don't have an office. I have a cube.
That's why I said Fonzie-like.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Thought about, yeah, because I sit at my desk and eat lunch, too. Because, you know, that busy sometimes. But sometimes you click a mouse and things run and you got to let it run. You can't hurry it up. So, I mean, that's the perfect time to read a comic. Well, at least that's what I thought anyway. But anyway.
I'm only a couple issues behind on my Death of the Family stuff, but I read that last one of Batgirl and it was okay. The one where she's, you know, Joker saying, marry me, and she's like, I can't marry you.
I read the one after that, and it was weird.
Is that really her mother?
Yeah, no? She showed up.
I think so, yep.
Yeah, she showed up 2 or 3 issues in.
Well, that's interesting.
It was always, she just died, but apparently she left him, and she just abandoned him. That's in the New 52 redo of
so even really really minor supporting characters can't stay dead in comic books. Okay.
Apparently not.
Nope.
All right.
As for whether Simone is bulletproof, I don't think so. I mean, we don't really know what the issue was that led to her being fired or rehired. So I don't know. I think they're wise to keep her around, but that's not to say that she couldn't walk away or they couldn't give her another 6 months and then decide, nah, it's not really working. It's, well, I don't know. There's so much we don't know about this firing, rehiring stuff. It was weird, but it might have been like a slow news week too or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we don't, and again, we never, I mean, we know her side of the story, but we haven't heard any other side of the story, and despite my postings and rantings and promises of boycotting and crap.
Oh, you did that?
I absolutely said, if it was confirmed that they fired her via email, that I was not going to read that guy's books, whoever the editor was, whatever his name is.
Oh, okay.
But we never got
that far.
Part of the story, so and I refuse to live in a one-sided world.
Okay. Right then.
There we go.
That'd be two-dimensional, and we're
yeah.
At least in the third dimension, if not further along.
Right.
Perhaps.
Okay. Well, let's back to the topic here.
Back to the future.
Yes.
See that? That was.
Now, we could do the Wikipedia version of what the Legion of Superheroes is, but frankly, if you don't go listen to the Legion podcast. That's really what I want to say.
Legion of Substitute Podcasters.
Yes. We plugged them. We plugged them frequently, and you know we're on their show. They're on our show. So you know.
Twitter or Facebook.
So anyway.
You need to pull down that soundbite from the end of each episode that Paul does his little spiel.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Paul guest stars on. No, he really did not. He's got better things to do on a Sunday morning.
So, Legion of Superheroes. Shall we?
We like them.
We like them. Shall we? Okay.
I'll tell you, the only, just a side note, I've only watched Smallville like 3 times when it was on.
Yeah.
And of course, one of the three was the Legion episode.
Absolutely.
That's how much I like and enjoy the Legion of Superheroes, is I was willing to watch a show that I never watch just because they were
absolutely
be on there.
Yeah, because at the time when it came, that first Legion one came out, I didn't even have we couldn't even get that, so I had to buy it on Amazon. So it's in my Amazon library. you know, and I bought that just so I could watch it, and then later on we did have it where I could, you know, I caught him later. So anyway.
So the Legion is a collection of, usually, not always, but usually a collection of teenage.
Oh, Caleb? You there? Hello. Crap.
Hello. All
right. We're back. Sorry about that, people. Okay, what were you saying? Collection of teenagers.
Was that? I don't remember what point I was at. Okay, so a collection of teenagers from the future gave Superboy a group of superpowered buddies to pal around with because P. Ross wasn't superpowered enough for him, and Lana Lang was just a creepy stalker chick. So, I mean, it was a cool concept that it was a bunch of teenagers from around the universe with a bunch of neat superpowers, and honest to God, what else do you know about them? I mean, it was so self-contained.
Mm-hmm.
Every single freaking issue. And this, again, we're talking Silver Age, Bronze Age. Mm-hmm. Every issue was self-contained. Every issue was written like, you know, somebody's first comic. And I don't remember it ever feeling dumbed down. Maybe it was, and maybe I'm just, you know,
romantic. Well, you read some of those early ones back in the 60s. Of course, they were written by a 17-year-old, so.
That's true. Shooter. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think it was really dumbed down. You know, when I started reading it was in the, you know, around the 197, 200 Superboy and the Legion, you know, when it became. Went from Superboy comic to Superboy starring the Legion of Superheroes around that time, and I've read it ever since. I don't ever think it was dumbed down at that point, anyway. So,
very true.
Is what's kept me in comics all along. I mean,
What got me started is, you know, I identified with Superboy more than I did with Superman, and I believe we've talked about that. I'm sure we've talked about this on the first episode and some subsequent ones, and that was the one I stuck to, was because they were all closer to my age, and those are the ones I had the most of, and I still do. So
I know for a fact that the person who got me the comic book only bought it because it had Superboy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They wouldn't know who Wildfire was. They wouldn't know who Lightning Lad, Saturn Girl, Yum Yum were. Superboy. And now 30 plus odd years later, 40 plus, almost, oh God, 35 plus.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I'm so old. I have comic books that are older than some of my coworkers.
Yes, I do too. I do too. Well, especially I got one of the guys that works with us, and he's like in his mid-20s. So, It's like, damn. Zygot.
You work with a Zygot.
Yeah. Forget, we give him crap about that all the time. Do you know what so-and-so is? And he'll like, no. Man. This makes us all feel old. Let's see if the call drops again. Got a new router, so hopefully that won't happen. And my dad will, well, my mom or dad will pick it up here in a minute. Just ignore that. Okay, already got it. Good. Yay, and we stayed on. Awesome.
Yay!
Excellent.
Modern technology, routers and
things. Yeah. Yeah, the old router was dropping a lot because I got them a new one so they could get I could get a faster speed on my laptop. And
so Murray,
yes,
Chris, yeah. And I know Chris and I have talked about this, but mm-hmm. What was your intro into the Legion?
Yeah,
it was Superboy and it wasn't. It was, well, there were a couple of intros, but I started collecting with number 261, I think, right after Superboy was kicked off the team, and
oh yeah, yeah, mm-hmm.
It was the Space Circus story, which
I remember that one.
Yes, I got part two of two, and that's what I started with. But
yeah,
had picked up a couple of it, like in the years before that. I remember I picked up the pink cover Fatal Five story, which was cool.
Oh yeah.
I think that was Grell. Mike Grell did the art.
And yeah, that's what I grew up really reading almost as they came out, was the Mike Grell and Dave Cockrum before that.
Yeah, I...
Or was that after that?
No, Cockrum was before.
Okay, anyway.
Both of those guys, for the most part, were before I picked it up. But I do remember picking up the Fatal Five issue, and I picked up the issue where Wildfire became leader, I think.
Oh, and they have the fight with Superboy, and he had, you can't be leader, or whatever.
That's right. They had a big fight.
Shadow Master's all, don't fight, boys, it is alright.
That was kind of, it was the Space Circus issue that caught my attention, and that is when I started collecting it. Pretty consistently all the way till now. And that was, I don't know, that was a cool, for me, I know it's maybe not looked on fondly, but I like it. I like the, I grew up with the Conway and Jimmy Jane stories, and they stuck with me. I've read them and reread them and reread them. They are so old and battered now. It's unbelievable, but that was a cool time because they were also putting out the little digests at that point, so you could get the main Legion story, but then you'd get like all the Silver Age stories, and they were good. Like they were putting out really good, like the best of the Silver Age in those digests. So it was cool. Like 1 week you'd get the Legion, and then 2 weeks later you might pick up a digest, and I would reread the digest again and again and again. And
yeah, those are great.
Yes.
The little adventure collected ones. Wow.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of those.
Conway did that book for a lot longer than I thought.
Yes, he did. But really, it's only his last year that's good.
Okay.
As opposed to when I started, which was his first year. Okay, fine, whatever.
Well, maybe it worked for you. I liked his last year a lot.
I'm here talking about comics 35 years later, so it must have worked for me.
Totally. Totally, totally.
Totally, dude.
Yeah.
Dude. So, and you get chided about this quite a bit, but you had an affinity for space pirates as well. And
see, like, yeah, that's what I really liked about that era of the Legion. Like, I can't remember when I started picking up back issues. It would have been, I don't even remember when. I want to say sometime around the Levitz and Giffen era, I figured out that there were stores that sold back issues, and so I started picking up back issues. But I think what really drew me to the Legion at that point was because there was like this ongoing story. So you would get like standalone stories, but there was all these little subplots that kept building. And Conway, I don't think, did much of that until his last year of the Legion, when you started to see, oh, these two people are dating, and oh, these two people are brothers and sisters, and oh, there's this ongoing, you know, like in the past, you didn't need to know all that, and unless it tied into whatever particular story was going on, you didn't know that Karate Kid and Projector were an item or whatever. But towards the end of his run, he would weave these little threads throughout so that you would see that various characters had these little relationships and it was kind of cool. It was neat seeing the stories build and then of course I started finding the back issues and seeing all the beginnings of their stories.
See, that's what I missed out on. I didn't have access to back issues. It took years before I was able to start back issuing comics. So it was like whatever I could find at the local drugstore or the newsstand. That was the deal.
For me, it was flea markets. That's where I got the majority of the Legion ones. And until, you know, there for a long time, there was two that I didn't have, 203 and 205. It took a long time to get. I got 203 at the first Chicago Comic-Con I went to, and that was the year or two before Wizard bought it. And then it took 3 or 4 years after that in the Kansas City Mini-Con. I think they have it monthly. I found the last one, 205, so I have it all. Started even picking up some of the adventure stuff on eBay there for a while, but I'm going to go back to that eventually.
La-dee-da.
Yes. Yes, I am. It's very bad. Well, it's good and bad, I guess.
There's one of the worst things.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm not collecting crack pipes or anything like that. It could be a lot worse.
Collectible crack pipes.
Mm. Yeah, you know, hey, it could be a good little business right there. This one I got in Tijuana. Anyway,
Crazy.
I mean, wow. Okay, so you've been reading it, but did you read that off the shelf, or was that something that you, like, someone handed you a comic book and that was the one?
Talking about me?
No, I'm talking about Murray.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I picked it up off the shelf. I don't remember being given a comic by anyone. I think I picked them all up off the spinner rack at the local shortstop.
Oh man, I miss the spinner rack. I want to get one someday.
I know, that would be awesome.
I've seen one on eBay, but they wanted way too much money for it.
They're expensive. It's crazy.
One day I will have one.
Really? You couldn't go to like you said, a flea market or
well, you know, around here, flea markets aren't as big as they used to be, but I'm sure there's one around somewhere. I just need to hunt one down. So, which I'll have to do that someday. Just take a trip off and find flea markets and do that. That actually sounds like fun.
An Iraq road trip.
Yeah, that'd be great. Call it, I could start my own show called Comic Pickers. Just go around looking for old comics.
Absolutely.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, get AMC on the phone.
I might actually get a dish back if something like that were to come on.
There you go. That sounds good. Yeah, hey, that's not a bad idea, actually.
It's just so funny. I mean, people talk about how inaccessible this book is because of all the characters, but honestly,
just jump in. Find a place to jump in. You know?
And maybe nowadays I could see that because there's not. Well, no, I take it back because they put those little ID boxes for all the characters.
Well, yeah, I think now it's probably the easiest to get into because you don't have to hunt down. I mean, you can get this run, the new 52 run of it, right off the internet legally and start from the scratch and just, figure the stuff out. But a lot of people, they don't want to figure the stuff out. They want the stuff handed to them. So.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it requires thought.
Yeah, I know. That's we have, you know, I don't want to get into too much of a big moral discussion, but we have gotten that way in society that, you know, we want things handed to us a lot of the times, and you want to take the time and the effort to, you know, and it's like watching, I got my sister and the kids hooked on Fringe, and it's on Sci-Fi, the Science Channel, and it's like, you know, so I wanted to get the Blu-rays anyway, so I got it, we were watching them, and the 9 and the 6-year-old, well, what's this, what's going on here, what's this, just watch, but what about, no, just watch, you know, see, it's just, it's, I don't know,
that's a losing battle, by the way, Chris.
Oh, I know it is, it's a losing battle. So, but still, you know, I like to figure things out myself. I don't like it handed to me or, you know, though I do admit some of the stuff that's been coming out does need some kind of last time on so-and-so. but anyway.
Like on Revenge, they always do the 17 minutes of previously on Revenge.
Oh, do they? I never watched that show.
Very, very, very long previously every episode.
17 minutes? Really?
No, not that long. It just feels that long.
Okay, feels like it. Well, I bet that one probably needs it more than anything.
Yes, very, very convoluted. Mm-hmm. Very convoluted. Well, I mean, the Legion actually was my entrance into everything else DC. I kind of, you know, people...
Yeah, I would have to go there.
You know, I picked up Justice League because of the crossover with the League, and the Justice Society was in there as well, and Mordru and the three Demons Three.
Yeah, yeah, that would be yeah. The Legion is my entrance into comics, and then the rest of comics would be that X-Men, Uncanny X-Men, Teen Titans crossover.
Ooh.
And then I got into both of those books from that, and then it just spread out from there. So.
Even with that butt ugly Simonson art in there.
Yeah, well, you know. I bought everything else I bought, I think, around that time was just random. I just, like, whatever looked good, I just pick it up, and I never did get anything consistently. But when I. And then, you know, the Legion I always read, but I was sporadic. But it was when the last issue of the Great Darkness Saga, I remember picking that up at a grocery store, and that's when it's like, okay, I'm hooked on this book, and I had to have everything that had to do anything to do with it after that.
The bowing down issue?
Yes, I wasn't reading it regularly then. I hadn't read any of the rest of it at that time. It wasn't until the trade. Well, I got the rest of the issues, and then read it from start to finish, and then of course the trade, and then another trade, and now the hardcover. So.
So you get that last part of the 5-part story.
Mm-hmm.
Was it comprehensible?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
See, there you go. Just answer the question.
Because it starts with. Because the last issue, Brainiac 5 had figured out what the deal was, and then he just continues into his conversation, and he's explaining it to everybody else. I had no idea who any of those characters were. You know, well, I remember them from the earlier Legion stuff that I had read, but it was just like this, everybody was in it, you know. And, I mean, I was hooked after that. Everything else had been, you know, hey, that's really cool. I like this stuff. But, you know, I don't know if that was the first Levitz run I'd ever read, but I just remember that day. Even I can remember vividly, like now, it was probably in a Consumers, which I don't even think that chain even exists anymore. And that was, you know, back then, one of the only ways you could get comics was at, you know, grocery stores and convenience stores and stuff. And before I got to drive up to, you know, Joplin, where there was actual comic book store, that's what I would do. I would drive around and or have my mom or dad drive me around to every place that had comics you know, and it took me a while, but I figured out when the new ones would come out, so I'd have them go there so I wouldn't miss one. And but yeah, that's what got me hooked on that particular, on the Legion for sure.
It was like 5 years before I even knew about stores that sold back issues. I was like,
Oh yeah, yeah. That didn't start. I mean, the place I went to was called the Book Barn, and they had all, you know, records and books, other, you know, paperback books and whatever. But they had a bunch of back issues, and I got a lot of stuff from there.
I used to bike like 5 or 6 miles, and it didn't seem like a big deal. And yeah. Now it's like, oh, I got to drive all the way over there for milk.
Yeah, I know. It's sad, isn't it? Yes. It is sad.
Yes, I think I learned the whole city bus system just so that I could navigate the buses to get downtown to pick up the comics, and then of course eventually I started biking too. But I don't think I would have learned the busing without a reason to go downtown each week.
Yeah,
they need to put superheroes on our milk and stuff, and then we'd be more than happy to exercise for it.
Oh, totally,
there you go.
The city.
Exactly.
Oh, we'd fix that damn bicycle in the garage.
Yeah.
In there for 2 years.
Those are the days. That's one thing I really miss, is going around hunting for back issues. Stuff that you missed, you know, which I'm probably going to, you know, one of these days, like, start doing that again. Have an actual place to store the comics. Not an old storage unit right now.
Someday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You get a big old house and have them hermetically sealed. Or have to have a retina scan to get in.
We'll hermetically seal you in with them.
Well, you know, that would probably be a good idea, because I need to be preserved a little bit. I'm starting to get a little ripe, I think, in my old age.
Hey,
but anyway,
man.
Hey. So what else? What else do we love about the Legion? I love the teamwork. That's one of my things. They might argue, back and forth, but, at the end of the day, you know, when it comes down, the chips are down, they all get together and they do what needs to be done. And that's kind of one of the reasons why I like Star Trek so much, is that camaraderie.
Now, did you watch Star Trek before Legion? I guess so, yeah, because that would have been 60s, so probably yes.
Yeah, it would be. Well, I got started on that because my mom loved it. She watched it when it was on. I was around the time, 66 is when my parents got married. So, you know, mom was watching it around then, so when it became syndicated on TV, in the 70s, that was when that was on. I got to stay up and watch that, and that was like, that's Mom and I's thing even today. So we watched most of all of them, you know, especially Next Generation. We watched that the entire series together. So, and we've always watched that, looking forward to the new movie. You guys seen the trailer for that?
I have not.
It is something. There's a longer one that's got, it's like almost 2 minutes long, I haven't seen yet, but it's supposed to be pretty good.
The 9-minute one is available out there now.
Yeah, we watched that. I watched that the other day. So.
So did obviously, Chris, your parents supported your comic book habit.
Yes.
Marie, were your parents supportive of you being a comic geek?
They were. It was my dad that introduced me to the back issue bins, and he found the store downtown and showed me where it was and brought me there a couple of times, and then I started biking there and busing there. But yeah, I don't know that I would have found it without my dad.
Now, did your dad read them as well, or did he just sort of say, "Hey, son, let's get you out of the house"?
He was just supportive. I guess he probably read them when he was younger, but I don't think he ever like collected them, and he certainly doesn't read them now or anything. But yeah, he was very supportive.
That's cool.
Yeah. Now, at some point, all of those comics that I had when I was younger vanished somewhere. So.
I wish I had all the ones I had, because I dumped like every Marvel I ever had at one point, and sold it to a comic shop for store credit and bought, you know, more DC stuff. But some of that's like I had a long run of Uncanny X-Men. I still wish I had all that. So
yeah, I know there's some stuff that I sold, but I kind of think there's some stuff that I didn't sell that just kind of vanished. But
yeah.
I'm not pointing fingers at any particular mom, but
any particular mom?
That's my guess.
Yeah,
but I have a terrible memory, bad. So it could be that, you know, I sold my stuff and
yeah,
used it to buy new old stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah, my mom gave me 6 months after I moved out. She said, "Get your crap out of here."
Wow.
And I think I made it by like a week or something like that.
I was lucky with that, because I remember I got rid of a bunch of stuff before I moved to Washington State and ended up sending 13 boxes to UPS. And I think it was up to in the 25-30 range when we moved down to Tupelo. And 48 long boxes at this point, so... I think there's stuff I've got, you know, bought when it came out, actually bought out, you know, that's like 20 cents or whatever, but there's a big chunk of stuff I've got, you know, that's the original stuff, mostly Legion stuff. Some of the other stuff I've gotten rid of and sold in garage sales or, you know, like I said, traded for store credit and things like that. Yeah, I wish I had a lot of that. I wish all of that. I had still all of that, but I'd probably have closer to maybe 15,000 instead of the 8 that I've got. But yes, it's a lot. Of course, the 48 long boxes, that includes all the I count trade paperbacks and hardcovers into that. So actual comics is a little bit less than that. But
yeah, so. I can say this pretty easily, that if they were to start, if they hit my era of Legion and archives, mm-hmm. I might start loading my copy.
Oh, you can't hear you, Caleb.
How about now?
Okay, that's good.
I was saying, if they started putting when they start getting to my era
mm-hmm.
of Legion in the archives, so their color,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have a huge problem if I started unloading those books, the floppy.
Yeah, I could see that, because I think it was number 11 or 12 is when I caught up. The archives.
I have a lot of the floppies that are in my archives, but they haven't hit my, when I started reading with, you know, the Conway.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right. Yeah.
Not quite there.
I'm exactly the opposite. I bought the archives so that I could see, read the old stories.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I picked up the old stories in back issue bins, I would get rid of the archives.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
That is interesting.
Hmm.
Why? Why would you get rid of the archives?
Because they're not, I don't know, they're not the real thing. I wanted the comic.
See, I'll probably keep the archives and then go back and collect all the actual issues.
I'm not keeping both.
Just because...
See, that's the thing, is I have both, at least right now, up through the... I have... Mm-hmm. I only have up through archive number 10, but... Okay. Or maybe it's 12, I don't know. But... I still have the issues, too, but I have to consider, you know, that, and I'm not taking up quite the room with my back issues that you would be, Chris.
See, that's the thing. That's one of the driving forces for going digital for the newer stuff, is that just don't have the room anymore. So
that many long boxes, I mean, you have to get a storage space. You have to get
I mean, like I said, not all of that's all comics. Some of it is actual... You know, it's several long boxes of and short a couple of short boxes of trades. So bookshelves, those are all going bookshelves. But yeah, I'll have to I'll have probably have to have at least a bedroom dedicated to all that crap. So
you'll be out on a dating scene. Hey, you want to come home and see my sketching? And actually, yes, no, they're really actually. There's a George Perez one over here.
Yeah, exactly. I got a couple of those. So actually, not of Perez, but I've got some pictures with him. But anyway, it's another story.
That would be a little awkward.
Yeah, it would be. So anyway, yeah, that's going to be interesting to when I can get a house and all that stuff. It's going to be interesting.
So did you guys have other like geek buddies when you were kids, or were you guys like isolated in your comic book collecting?
Well, when I was in grade school, I did. A bunch of us read X-Men, and nobody ever read Legion that I knew. But yeah, when I was in grade school, you know, somebody come over and read stuff. And when I was in high school, the days that I was in ROTC, and we were like at the point where we're management sort of it, I'd bring in comics and we'd sit around and read them. Mostly everybody liked the Punisher back then. Of course, I did too, but let's see. And then in college, it was a couple of guys I was working with. They were big comic fans. So was the guy I worked for. So, you know, three of us would go and we'd do back then, the comics came out on Tuesday. So we get out of school, we go to the comic shop, we get all our comics together, and then we'd go down to Taco Bell and eat, or usually it was Taco Bell. And then go look at toys at Toys R Us after that, just because we could. And then we'd all usually end up going to work that night. So, but yeah, that's fun times.
Interesting.
No, it's a wasteland. I'm in a wasteland now.
One of the only there were a couple kids, and there was one guy who was older than, you know, a year older than me, and he was into comics. And then there were these two guys who were young, 1 year younger, and actually they were hardcore Legion fans.
Yeah.
This was back in, I guess it would be the mid-70s. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you all put on your velour and your cords, and you bike down to the comic shop.
Yes, with our banana seats on our bicycles and everything.
Oh, wow.
Whatever.
I had velour.
You had velour?
Oh, I hate velour.
Velour sweater.
Corduroy. I hate corduroy, too, because I was always so chubby that legs would make noise.
Zip.
Yeah, I hate that.
I won't even wear corduroy today.
It's terrible.
Do they still make corduroy?
I'm sure some retro.
They did. Like, for a couple of years, it was hot. It was hot to wear corduroy.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Yeah, that crap always comes back, stuff like that, you know?
Okay. I think the last time I wore corduroy was grade 7.
Yeah.
Maybe grade 8.
Good lord.
Wait a minute, you teach grade 7 and grade 8. Hold on.
I know. 100 years ago.
When I was your age, I would show up in school in corduroy.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yes.
I totally took this off topic. I am so sorry.
No, that's fine. It's all good. I mean,
now, is there so a lot of writers, comic book professional comic book writers and artists always want to work on Legion. I mean, even Gail Simone even had a short run on Legion. Not a standout run on Legion, but certainly she had a run.
No, she broke one of my rules for modern comics, is have a speech balloon on the cover. I hate that.
You don't like
what?
No, that's one thing old school that I can't not stand is a comic with some kind of, you know, speech balloon or anything like that. I mean, it just looks stupid.
I used to think you were cool, Chris.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. There's a lot of things I can let just like, yeah, whatever, and go on. But I see a comic and somebody's got a speech balloon on the cover, because that's supposed to be you're supposed to be grabbed by the picture enough to, you know, you shouldn't need dialogue, in my opinion. But that, oh, it just drives me crazy. It just really does. Oh. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is.
He's speechless.
Yeah.
Did I just bring this? I brought this podcast to a screeching halt, huh?
You did. Actually, I remember when they brought them back. It was it was a Marvel comic. For the longest time, they didn't have them, and there was who was that douchebag who pretended to be a military guy doing, and then he came into comics.
Yeah, I don't remember his name. But I know who you're talking about, that big controversy coming to find out he wasn't in the military.
Yeah, he was even doing a military book because they thought, oh, you're a military guy. Anyhow, he's the one who brought the speech balloon back to comics. Mm-hmm. Comic covers.
Yeah, I hate that.
I actually remember Grell. I actually talked with him one time, and he Legion was not one of his favorite periods of his career, which I was shocked by because
Grell, really?
Yeah, because those were some freaking awesome stuff.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
Well, it's probably a super hard book to draw, like with 800 characters and all that future tech and stuff. I mean, it's probably super fun to let your imagination go wild with the with the technology and stuff, but trying to keep 25 costumes straight and 25 faces and I can see where it would be a challenge. Like,
there was only the rare issue that had everybody in it. There was maybe like the Fatal Five issue where they're trying to evacuate the planet. I mean, that basically had everyone in it, but there really weren't that many times, especially during that era when they would have everybody floating around. It'd be
Well,
that's cool. Oh, still there?
I'm here. You wanted to hear me blow my nose.
Okay, that's cool.
I mean, unless you do, I can certainly.
No, that's fine.
I'm here next time for it.
Yeah.
That sounds. Break your podcast.
No, it's fine.
I would say though, I mean, for me, I mean, Giffen is probably actually my number two Legion artist.
Yeah.
It's a really tight race between Grell and Cockrum for me.
Yeah, I really enjoyed, and the thing with Giffen's art is, it's changed so much over the years. I mean, it's not static like some. Well, okay, for example, John Byrne. You look at some of that Man of Steel stuff, and sometimes it's hard to tell who's who, you know? And especially now, I think, the characters look the same to me. I mean,
quick, Murray, this is your opportunity to jump in. Come on.
I love my John Byrne.
Well, I mean, I haven't read any of his stuff in a while, so I mean, it might be different. But at one point in time, it's like, okay, you know, the faces look identical with their, you know, color changes or whatever, of course. But, you know, that's just my opinion.
But they were pretty faces that stayed the same. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Byrne never did Legion, so where were you?
Did he?
No.
Anyway,
I was just using him as an example.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and how, I mean, you look at those covers that they're showing in that article on Newsarama and the solicitations, and, I mean, you look at his art now, it's way different than it was back then. And I think the Legion guys, I'm sure, talk about how he did an artistic change at one point? That's right, around the Prophet and Omen thing. He changed his art style.
Right in the middle of it. But, I mean, good for him. He kept his art. He's not one to get bored or stagnant. He's going to keep it changing. And sometimes it works better than others. I generally like all of Giffen's. I like all of his stuff, but
I like almost all of it. Some of that stuff he did with Lobo got a little. Of course, I'm not a big Lobo fan. Got a little. It looked a little sloppy, and then he had that Trencher character.
that style was wild. It was hard.
That was really hard to read because of that.
If I were the colorist, I probably would have been pulling my hair out, but really cool to look at.
Yeah.
He was doing the Jeff Darrow eventually. Darrow.
Yeah, that guy's art is sometimes it's a little harsh on your eyeballs, but it's I still good though.
Yeah. Yes. But Giffen's gone through some iterations, and I'd be interested to see what his evolution will be on his run on Legion coming up in the next, 3 months from now, 2 months from now?
Something like that.
I'd say 2.
Yeah, 17. 15 just came out, and 17 is when they start. So, 15 just came out last Wednesday. So.
See, that's the other cool thing about the Legion. All the reader participation, like all the... We've got the vote coming up in a month, like the issue where we learn who the leader is. And that's kind of cool. Like that, to me, is it's really cool that they let the readers vote on the let the readers create costumes. Like there are a handful of costumes on the team that were created by fans.
I like that. That's another thing that I always liked was that, and the fans was what brought it to life too. I mean, that's what's great about it. So,
and the fans brought it to life like a couple of times. Like, originally in the 50s and 60s, they brought it back because fan interest was there. But then when it kind of, I don't know if it died out or if editorial decided it was going to die out, but then when it moved from adventure to action, and then when the action run finished, that was kind of it for the Legion until the fan outcry was like, hey, you got to bring this back. Where is it coming? Where are we going to see it next? And, and the fans kept, like, by that point they had their fanzines going and their app is going, and they were, the fans were in constant communication, and they were letting DC know, and that brought the Legion back eventually into the pages of Superboy, and and that's kind of cool that the influence of the fans has had such an impact on the book.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Or I wasn't like going to necessarily stop reading comic books, but the Substitute Podcaster podcast kind of reminded me that I was not living in a little bubble of comic book reading fandom. That it's like, okay, yeah, there are other people outside of these walls of my house.
Oh yeah, and the comic geek speak as well too.
Yeah, and actually, that's what led me to the Substitute Podcasters was comic geek speak. But it was nice to get that. Reminder of the Legion fans are militants.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly.
We are a bit on the obsessive side.
Just a little. Well, cool, I mean, though. Comic book fans are anyway, but Legion fans take it to another level.
I think so.
And that's speaking from experience. But anyway.
Well, I remember the back in the days of America Online and AOL, and they had all the fan chats. And
I was on that a lot.
Well, yeah, and there was a point that they would have like two chats a week with the creators and a collection of fans. And I mean, like twice a week, you'd. Yeah. I mean, I had some sort of AOL connect. I mean, I must have because I remember. Logging onto those chats at least once or twice a week and trying to follow along and take part and
I remember asking questions of the Moys or Jeff Moy or whichever one of them.
Yeah, it was Jeff.
Jeff, yeah. When they were doing that Archie Legion stuff and that was fun. That was good.
Yeah,
stuff.
And whether you liked that reboot story, whether you liked the direction they were going or not, the creative team was super approachable. Like they were really good about reaching out to the fans and interacting with the fans and And that's part of what, like, looking back on that era, it's not my favorite era, but I do remember that I made a lot of connections with people during those stories, and I talked about the stories a ton online and through the apps and stuff. So even if I wasn't thrilled with the direction, I was tricked into thinking that I liked the direction because of all the fan stuff that was going on. Like, you wanted to be a part of the conversation and you wanted to speculate and stuff. So I mean, that was part of it. That was, for me, that was probably the best part of the reboot.
Yeah, I agree, because I went. That was the first time I'd ever went to a con, was around that same era, and I remember going to a panel, and we had Casey Carlson and Mark Waid, and the Moys were in there, I should say, and I can't remember who else, but I actually got to thank Casey Carlson, shook his hand for bringing back Monel the way he was, and at the time, and I ended up an Artist Alley buying a page from that comic where he, you know, because he was supposed to be the, in that timeline, that version of Legion, he was supposed to be, you know, like, worshipped and stuff, and they brought him back as Monel, and I have a page.
He was Valor?
Yeah. It was Valor, and they replaced Superboy with him, kind of. And it's actually the Superboy of the time that brought him back out of the Phantom Zone. Remember that? But I think it was Legionnaires number 37. It's got him on the cover. And there's he visits Brand on his planetoid. And they're in looking at trophies that Brand has, like a Batarang. And that's when there was that underlying thing that he might have been Martian Manhunter. Brand. Yes. And there was a piece of Superman's cape, and he walked, you know, it's like, oh, you knew him. And he's, yeah, and he, like, Monel got all sad and everything, and I have that page from that.
Wait, hold comic. It. Monel got sad?
Here. Oh, don't start with me. He's still one of my favorite characters. I don't care what anybody says. Scott Coles can just bite me.
Anyway.
Say what?
I'm saying he's not a big smiley face all the time.
No. At that one, he wasn't, because of all the stuff he'd seen being in the Phantom Zone all that time. I mean, wouldn't you be kind of somber if you'd been set and all this stuff you couldn't do anything about?
Yeah, and then you get out and everyone worships you. That's rough. Oh,
yeah, I think so.
I have today. Who will I sleep with today? Will it be that worshiper or that worshiper? Oh, who's going to feed me today? I think it'll be that. Yeah.
You're so killing rough. Me.
He didn't like it. He didn't like peeled grapes. That was his problem. Or he wanted to peel his own damn grapes. Who knows?
Okay, geez. Favorite Legionnaires. So clearly, Monel is Chris's
one. Yeah, he's not my. It's hard for me to pick a number one favorite that's above all else. He
really?
Is one of them.
Gosh. As a kid, I would make lists. I had, like, huge charts of, okay, these are my favorites. Mm-hmm. These are my favorite old school Legionnaires. These are my favorite Legionnaires in, I had it.
Okay, along that line, I would have to say that my top three would be Monel, Cosmic Boy, and Brainiac 5. Those are my three.
Wow.
And then everybody else is however they are after that.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Those are the ones I like to see the most.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Okay, well, I would always go with Element Lad and Shadow Last. They were up at the top. Dream Girl was up there. Mm-hmm. Quizlet was up there.
Oh, Quizlet, yeah. That's true.
Those are probably my top, like, off the... Did I say Dream Girl? Yeah, she's up there.
I would go with Colossal Boy as one of my top. I know, kind of a lame power, but I always thought he was cool. I would put Brainiac 5 and probably Sunboy.
You know, Sunboy. I don't know. Maybe it's because of the whole player attitude that they always put him on. That that always was a turn off to me, but that's a cool character.
I guess Wildfire would also be
Wildfire, yeah. He would probably, if I had a top five, he would be in the top five.
If you had a top five?
Yeah. Well, okay, I have top five, he would be number four.
There you go. See, Wildfire and Donnie together were one of my top couples. I don't know that I would have chosen either one of them as a favorite, but as a top couple, they were there.
Yeah.
I like that character they made when Rebels was around briefly. Not Rebels. I guess it was Rebels.
Yeah.
Wildstar.
Oh, yeah. I remember that character.
Yes.
Before the reboot.
Mm-hmm. That was a good character.
It was a good character. I'm afraid that's what they're going to do.
Legion Lost. I hope they don't do anything to those characters and they just like snap them back or something. Because I tell you,
Tyrek is stuck in the past right now.
You think? Ooh,
he's prophesied to die in the past. He's going to become a member of, God help us, the Ravagers or something.
Oh, Lord.
No, I think if they leave any Legionnaires stuck in the past, that'll be the last we see of them.
Oh, God. You know, that book has become one of the most... I'm going to stick to it to the end just because, you know, it's Legion. Any other book... If it was any other book that they were canceling, I would have dropped it a long time ago. But, I'm definitely... it is hard to read.
Well, DC has made this big deal about, you know, once a book is canceled, that's not the end of the character. We'll still see them. So that for OMAC, they said, mm-hmm. You'll still see him in Justice League Europe until, of course, that book was canceled. And now we don't see any of those characters. And,
And well, they can still show up in DC Comics Presents or something.
Oh, wow. Yeah. But, I mean, every character that they've said will show up somewhere else mm-hmm. has shown up for an issue or two and then...
Yeah.
We don't see them. Hawk and Dove showed up.
Dude, it's been less than a year. Come on.
I know. But I mean...
Do you want to see Hawk and Dove like... after what they've done? I mean, seriously.
I do.
I'm saying, if you're going to say, look for their adventures or their story's going to continue, you should maybe continue their story somewhere. So,
yeah.
I don't know. If they say, like, if Legion Lost ends and we get a little box saying, see the further adventures of Tyrok in... Wherever.
Well, might as well give him his own series like they did Katana, for crying out loud. I don't think I'm even going
to
read it.
You know
that.
What? Tyrok could show up in Vibe's book. They seem to have like a, you know, vibration, sound. They could kind of... Anyway, we're not going to see it there either, but...
Lord.
And I could be wrong. I just think based on the prophecy...
Well, he's going to die there?
Well, there was that thing where they showed the gravestone. Coincidentally, the death date was
born in the future and he died in the past.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hope they don't do that.
You don't remember that?
Oh, I remember it. I just hope they just forget it. Like, you know, like they've forgotten most of anything that they had set up, you know?
Let's hope that it's Chameleon Girl posing as Tyrok that dies in the past.
No, I would be okay with that because that character, they've ruined that character. Completely ruined it.
She was better off without a personality, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. I mean, she was awesome in that Superman and the Legion thing that Johns wrote. I mean, you know, she had, that's the most character they'd given her. But,
Now she's just a C word.
Yeah. This is true.
She is. Come on.
Yeah, she is.
She's not great. She's not great.
Of course, that book.
None of them have been though. I mean, they've all. It's been a cluster, and it's not been a fun cluster like a candy bar cluster.
It's been horrible, and each one gets worse. You know, it just continues to get worse.
Honestly, the last issue I remember really, really enjoying was probably number two, maybe number three.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you read that first one, and you're like, what the heck is going on? And Then you read the second one, it's like, oh, okay, now we understand. But yeah, I agree. It's, yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, and it lasted a lot longer than it should have.
Oh, absolutely. But yeah. I think they, some of those that are like that, they want to keep that number 52 going. So if one gets is really bad like that, or the sales are bad, they maybe they're like trying to get another one up and running before they cancel it. They're gonna cancel something until they have something to replace it, maybe.
But thank goodness we're gonna get Vibe and Katana. So,
are you even are you guys even gonna read the first issue of that?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, because I mean, I've been reading the first issues of the Marvel Now. I might as well read the first issue of that anyway. I don't know. I'm just some of the decisions they make are questionable at the very least.
So, would you guys want to see those characters just vanish, or have them pop up again in Legion of Superheroes, where Levitz has said he really doesn't have any use for those characters? He said that when they were, said basically they were his schluffed off characters from that he had no use for.
I didn't know that.
I would like to see them back. Yeah, I'd like to see them come back to the.
Well, I thought he was doing a great job with Tyrock the first time in a long time. I mean, that was one of my favorites from the relaunch.
But that's not a stretch, given that nobody has written the character in 30 years. Yeah,
that's true. That's a good point. Very good point.
My 10-year-old could have written a much more interesting Tyrock than they've shown the last 3 years. So
yeah, this is true.
So she probably could have written a more interesting Chameleon Girl too. So
well, yeah, this is true. I don't know. I thought that concept, the Legion Lost concept, was a bad idea from day one. Anyway, I'm sure if we go back and listen to episodes, I'm more than likely said that. But just those kind of the Lost in Time thing, it just doesn't, especially for the Legion.
God, they were. I thought they were on a road to a really great concept when they bounced forward in time. I was so thinking, they're going to bounce around. They're going to be bouncing from era to era. We're going to see them
being good. Yeah,
Tomahawk, and we're going to see them at the end of time versus the Time Trapper. And we're going
to see if they had done that. That would have been a good way to show off the new 52 universe.
That would have been awesome.
But they screwed themselves.
Instead, they're three blocks down and two to the right. And,
who let that through editorial? Seriously. I mean, come on.
And luckily, they got rid of that one talky guy, whatever his name was.
Oz,
yes. Good.
Yeah, that was that was our gateway back into the 1990s.
That's true. I'd forgotten that that one issue showed us the weird future, and I'm not sure what's up with that, because...
Well, something happened and you know what? No, that's not true.
We're never going to see the resolution to that storyline.
No, and not unless Giffen and Levitz are going to pick something up with it, because he said, you know, that's what I just popped in my head. Maybe they're going to take that and run with it. It's like, you know, all this, they're going to shake things up. That would be a good way to do it. You know, do a 5 year later thing on it almost. It's like they come back and everything's all crapped out and anyway.
Ooh, crapped out. Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
No. I don't know, just a thought. I wouldn't put it past them. It's like, hey, you know, they did this one off issue. Let's take it and run with it. Because, I mean, Giffen even said not everyone's gonna survive. Which, you know, they haven't brought Karate Kid yet, so I have no idea who he's going to kill.
I think we can count on there being at least a death.
At least a death, yeah.
At least one.
Comet Queen, I'll be fine with that.
Oh, no.
I was just starting to like that character, and then they turned her traitor, so it's like, what's the point?
I don't know who they'll... I got no clue which way they'll go, but it should be good. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the energy the two of them are going to bring. They tend to bring out the best in each other.
I hope that our expectations are met. I hope that we're not would suck.
Yeah.
A lot. An awful lot. I would hate to see the book turn into the next Legion Lost.
Oh, yeah.
Where we're like, oh, cool. More Legionnaire.
I'm not worried. I think they did great when they worked together on the annual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I forgot about that with the Shrinking Violet and Lightning Lass. Yes.
I think we'll be fine.
Okay. All right. My expectations are high, and I intend to read those issues. I intend to be.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna take it to 10. I mean, how bad it is.
It is not going to be bad. Look at you.
What, Legion Lost?
The end of that. It? Oh.
What were we
talking about? I'm talking about Legion of Superheroes proper. Oh, with Giffen and Labyrinth.
Well, the thing with... Because there's always been stuff that Levitz has done that I haven't agreed with. But it's still, I still enjoy it, so hopefully that will continue. They do this stuff, and maybe they kill Brainy off or something like that. And I'll be upset. But if they do it in such a way that I can enjoy it, I can live with it. Maybe.
They're gonna kill off somebody that's gonna piss off a lot of people.
Well, yeah. There's nothing. I mean, there's no way you can get around that. So, I mean, that's just the nature of it. So.
They're gonna kill off Colossal Boy, and I'm gonna be upset.
Well, he's not even in the book right now, so that was one of the things I didn't care about was how they handled Colossal Boy. He just kind of quit because his wife was quote unquote dead. I didn't agree with that.
See, and now if they cancel Legion Lost and they kick those characters back to the future, the story then those characters will have a ton of story potential. Not that they didn't in Legion Lost. There was potential there, but bringing those characters back, because there were a lot, they kind of haven't recently, but they made a big deal out of it initially about them not being around and being dead.
Mm-hmm.
They're alive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll see Quizlet again.
Oh, that would be great.
That would be nice.
Because didn't they write it? He just like disappeared.
Yep.
Nobody knows what happened to him. They didn't even give him
a goodbye scene. It was like Levitz was like, "All right, this character."
Yeah, everyone's asking about Quizlet, so he just disappeared. And period.
Yeah,
that was I don't know, but I don't know with that many characters, there's no way you can please everybody. So.
No, you always got to shuffle new characters in and new characters out and stuff. But
So, for me, how about these new characters? I mean, there's the four new Legionnaires, and one they've already taken off the board with Comet Queen, but Chemical Kid, Dragon Wing, and Harmonia.
I'd rather see more of that magic character.
Lorith, right, yes.
Yeah, which I'm behind on stuff because I don't think I read 14 either. I was looking at it today.
She's the focus of 15.
Is she? Okay. Yeah. Harmonia character, I still don't understand why she's around. I know Giffen's got something going on there, but it's like she was shoved in her face, but then he won't tell us anything about her. So I could take or leave that character. Chemical Kid... irritates me because he was such a toughie in the academy, and he's a big pansy crybaby. More so than Monel ever, anybody else claimed Monel is. I mean, I hate that character. I just can't stand that character.
You just love saying Monel, don't you?
Yes, I do. I want to say it as much as I can. Now, the Dragonfire, weird Dragon concept Fire. For it. What?
Dragon Wing,
excuse me. Great concept for a character. But is she still in it, though?
Yeah.
Okay. She was in the last issue.
Okay, all right.
Of all the new characters, I could do with her the least. I feel like for some reason they brought in these new characters, but he has already shuffled them to the side.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way they want things done has changed, I think, hasn't it?
Jesus, my kids are being noisy here. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay. No big deal.
right.
Okay, sorry about that.
Household.
That's all right. I didn't hear what was said, but that's funny.
It's not the words. It's the volume.
That's hilarious. That's how my nephews are. They only know two volumes, loud and louder.
That's like an 80s action movie.
Mm-hmm. So anyway,
there is no plot. There's just lots of noise. Sorry.
I think the new characters. I kind of like them. I like them all. Harmonia is the one I probably like least. But after this latest issue, I think, well, there's maybe potential there. Like, she plays well off Brainy, so so there might be something there. Plus, she's a different character type than we have had in the Legion for a while. She's a little bit reserved. She's a little bit icy.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a good personality type to have on the team. Dragonwing, I like that she can spit acid. Like, I think that's kind of a cool nothing power, but they haven't done a whole lot with her, like, other than her being sort of an angry hothead. And I mean, that's fine. There's no Wildfire on the team, so you might as well have someone take on that role. I like that of the new characters, they all kind of have their own, they have a distinct personality that isn't, that the other Legionnaires haven't got at this particular point. So you've got the new kid who's nervous and unsure.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Glorith. Glorith is also nervous and unsure. He's got plans for her for sure.
Obviously. That's one of the things I like about it.
Especially with that latest issue, with number 15. Again, not to spoil it for you, Chris, but yeah, he sets up a C plot in that one, pretty heavily.
Yeah, there's something going on there, and whatever's going on there is probably going to be more interesting than Glorith is. But I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe we get Mysa back or Block.
I think we'll see them before too long. I don't know that they'll wander back onto the team, but we'll.
Yeah,
we will see them.
Okay.
See, that would be one thing I would not like to see is it. I mean, they're going back to the creators. They're going back to the same writer and artist. I would almost hate to see it go completely retro all the way back. To that same team, the same dynamic. I mean, that's something that the new characters bring that we haven't gotten in the Legion in a long time. I mean, we had Invisible Kid, and then. Who else was in? And then we had that quick crop up just before Magic, the Magic Wars. But I would like to see. I don't want to see a return to that same team. Dark Creek, the second time.
I think we're probably safe. I don't think Levitz wants to do that, and I don't think Giffen wants to do that either. I think they're both pretty comfortable looking at new stuff and seeing what they do.
Right. My kids have set the tone here, which is get my ass in gear tone.
I know. I gotta go shopping. I got Christmas gifts to get.
Okay. All right then. That's fine.
Remember, I don't have the latest archives, Murray.
Excellent. There you
go. Yes, that's a good point. I think 13. To tell you the truth, I don't know what I've got anymore. I know I've got 12. I don't know if I've got 13. So just. I got a birthday coming up too. Just throwing it out there.
There you go. Alrighty. Did you want a
comicology gift certificate?
There you go. That'd be great. I wish they had subscriptions already. That's the one thing they need.
Then you'd be forced to spend the money.
That's a good point. I don't think I would mind though.
You would have been forced to read all those issues of Legion Lost.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Savage Hawkman.
Savage Hawkman. Oh, God.
Okay, I know.
Okay. All right, so we've rambled on good enough, I think.
But the Legion, It was the glue that bound us here, and
absolutely.
It's the title that dragged us into this podcast, 62, whatever, however many episodes ago it was.
Yes.
Exactly. Whatever the hell it was. It's a fun book, and all those naysayers, oh, too many freaking characters, well, mm-hmm. Shut up and open your a copy of X-Men or Avengers anytime and...
Okay. If you want to contact us at our email address, it's podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com. You can send comments on our Facebook page. Just do a search on the searchy box for talesfromthelongbox.com. Or you can come on the actual episodes at talesfromthelongbox.com/the-show. And we're on iTunes as well. Any kind of comments on there would be awesome. It would be great. I know you're downloading it through iTunes. Just say something every once in a while.
Gotcha.
Please. Anyway. All right. That's it for this week. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Happy holidays.